Escape of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Scenario, Cold Harvest, by Chad Bowser. So I would ask if someone wants to catch us up, but as the only player who was here last week, I think that responsibility falls to you, Max.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Hooray. So last we left our intrepid investigators, we were continuing to deal with the air quotes vampire. Basically, we just get everyone back into the middle of the square. Zamyatin was assailed by a flying knife from a drawer. We also forced Capone, foreman, to give us back give us his actual list of all the people and their arrival dates here. Immediate anomalies noticed, which is kind of strange. A man named Lazutkin, his wife, doesn't appear on the list, but she's saying, she's been here since the beginning. Capone seems more and more useless. We found out that the villagers who had been doing drugs in their house had gotten it from someone on the train. The vampire man, Nikita Mulladin, continues saying that he killed Galena, he drank her blood. We can't find any bites on her body. He has no fangs, but he still insists. We drag him out into the sunlight. It's a sad, sad incident. Kravchuk talks about the family that fled about 6 months ago. They'd been looking sick, some sort of wasting disease starting. Whenever, basically, the Kravchuks are the boogeyman that the whole camp blames when anything goes missing. We did a little more searching after the whole vampire being dragged out into the sunlight, which doesn't harm the man at all, obviously. And then we decide to, since can't really find anything else good going on here, we head over to the lake, checking the flax fields on the way. Crops are producing, but it looks like nobody's harvesting anything, so they're just rotting in the fields. We find some signs of activity at the lake, and doctor was supposed to have told us that the small Skaya there around peacefully. Nothing's really much making sense. And then Zamyatin's pistol goes off in his hand. No one gets hit. We hear a sound. We go to investigate and see that the bridge that we crossed the river to get here is now destroyed and fallen in the water. And with that, super disheartening realization that we're going to be swimming across a frozen lip river if we want to leave. That's where we ended it. And that's where we are, staring at our only way across a freezing river.
That sounds about right. So it might be worth, because I don't know that this is covered in any detail in the notes, but kind of just there's a lot of names in the list of residents.
Right.
Might be worthwhile going through them again just to as a refresher. And especially for Gary and Randall, whose heads are probably spinning even more than everyone else's. So going down the list, you have Boris Capon. He is the production supervisor, the foreman, if you will. So he is there. You have the Abramovs, Pyotr, Dmitry, and Ekaterina. They are the three that you were sent to arrest and deport. You have Andrei Yazarov. He is the one who was shot and killed in the first session by Comrade Machiko. When you broke into their house and he charged you and Comrade Machiko just shot him. Yep. Maria Yazarova is his wife. Raisa Yazarova is his child.
Isn't that the child who did the disturbing drawing?
Yes. Yes. Raisa is the child who's doing the drawings, one of which you have a copy of in the notes. Vasily Smolskaya is the husband of the woman who was found dead now yesterday morning, drowned in the pond. The doctor did examine her, found no evidence of a struggle or any injuries other than that she was dead and had drowned. That's Galina Smolskaya, so she's the one who drowned. Andrei Nikitin and Olga Nikitin, they are villagers. They are there. You haven't found anything particularly interesting or memorable about them. The entire Kravchuk family, as it notes in the list there, they all ran off some months ago. You haven't met them. Although, you have found their house, and Comrade Kravchuk especially has spent a fair amount of time searching their house. Alexander Barshai, he is the opium smoker. Livia Barshai is his wife, the other opium smoker. Svetlana Chmila, she is a elderly widow. She was the one whose house most of the windows were broken. She is also the one who was stabbed to death this morning by young Benjamin. Apparently, that's what he said anyway. I don't believe you guys have really looked into that at all yet. The Desnayas are that's Philippe, Magda, and Olga. They are villagers. They are all there. I haven't found anything particularly memorable about them. The Sidorovs, they are, which family is that? Where are they? Oh, of course. The wife there, Rada Sidorov, she is the one who was tied up. Simeon being her husband who tied her up because he didn't want her to leave. And he was not particularly happy when he let her go and brought them all out into the town square last night. Anton and Bogodin, their two children, one of whom appears to have something wrong with his arm. Pavel Zukov is the clockmaker who hates the sound of ticking, apparently. Tatiana Kessina, she is the young mother who last night you found her dead in her room, and the doctor determined that it looked like she had fallen and hit her head on the corner of a bureau and then bled out. Benjamin Kessen is her young son. And he is the one who claims that he pushed his mother and then she wouldn't get up. And he is also the one who claims that he stabbed Svetlana this morning.
He's just 1 year old?
So this list, if you look at the top, this list is actually 3 years old. He's actually so he's three or four now. Yep.
Okay.
Boris Latsutkin. He and his wife, who is the one who is not listed, Svetlana or Sofia Latsutkin, they are the ones who you found boarded in their house or boarded in their sleeping room with a bunch of cows in their kitchen. And they were had boarded themselves in the bedroom because they were terrified of the horrible cow monsters and were very effusive about their thanks for saving them from the horrible monsters. Nikita Molodin is the purported vampire, and Lucia Molodin is his wife. So I believe that... I think Comrade Yarov and Comrade Bure were left back at the village. I don't think everyone went to the lake. Is that right, Max? Or did everyone?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we split up and left some people back to guard the others.
Okay, that makes a certain amount of sense. Comrade Zamyatin, thank you for joining us.
I know. What were we doing? We did something reasonable.
We shoved them all into the barn, I think, all the people, the villagers, and left everyone else, the rest of our NKVD staff, back to watch them.
Yeah, that makes sense. So Comrade Yarov and Comrade Bure are in the village, guarding the villagers, looking around, having been fairly quiet recently. Comrade Gukov, Comrade Zamyatin, and at least Comrade Akhmarov are there looking at the destroyed bridge. So let's pick up in the village with Comrade Yarov and Comrade Bure.
Comrade, what do you think about what's going on here? How many traitors do you think we have in this village?
Are you addressing me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, it is very confusing. All of this, very confusing. Especially to me.
And me.
Well, this is something that I'm sure Comrade Yarov would do. So, Randall, why don't you give us a medicine roll?
Sure. Let me check medicine here. Yep, that is plus.
Okay, so I think there's, although kind of no one asked about it last session, I think we can pretty much assume that Comrade Yarov would have taken a look at Comrade Shmuel's body, who the villagers are really wanting to get up and clean and start taking care of. And she is dead. There are no signs of injury other than that her throat has been partially slashed open.
This is the mom, right?
No, this is the she looks to be around 50. She's a widow. No children. She is the one who was taking care of Benjamin, young Benjamin, in the night, and was found dead this morning. She is dead. Her throat has been cut, but it's not her throat hasn't been, you know, fully, like, professionally, if you will, slashed open. But it looks like her throat has just kind of been partially slashed open, but enough for, you know, an elderly woman or an older woman, probably not in the best of health, to have bled out from. Probably made, you know, one cut from a small knife, but it was enough to for her to bleed out in her sleep.
Do you think a child could have done this?
How deep is the cut on the...
Just enough to get into the vein, but not a whole lot more than that.
Do we see a knife around the body?
You do not, but you know that young Benjamin had a knife, and I believe Comrade Akhmarov took it from him.
Well, have a look at the owl. Can we have a look at the knife? To see whether or not it's got blood all over it?
Yes, you can, and yes, it does.
Do you think, I'll hand it to the doctor and say, does this match?
And it...
it does?
It does, yes.
Okay, yeah. Indeed it does. Now, the cut is not very deep, so... Yes, it could have been the child. What about around the body? Do we find drops of blood?
There's a big pool of it. Yes.
Right, where she's like dying. But let's say if I get the knife in here and throw and then run in a certain direction, like I will expect some drops maybe of blood.
It's kind of hard to tell because the pool of blood is so large. There certainly isn't like blood sprayed out, you know, in a big spray on the wall or anything like that.
Are there any child footsteps on the blood?
Yes.
Running away? Or... I want to make sure that, you know... Well, I want trying to infer if the footprints are leaving or just approaching the body.
Leaving.
Okay, so it might be he and... Or he was there. Either way. That is very strange that a kid will do something like this, comrade. That's all I can say.
Indeed.
Let's cut over to Comrade Gukov and Comrade Zamyatin.
Standing by the bridge.
Or the remains of the bridge, yes.
The remains of the bridge, right. Oh. What years from now, comrade, the Americans in their Vietnam War have a terrible saying that I only now am understanding. I'm beginning to believe all of these people in the village are bad.
Yes, well, at least one of them is that came and blew up this bridge. Or, Jim, the bridges collapsed, right? No explosion. It was just like it collapsed down into the river.
Yes.
And how far are we from there?
I believe
like if we ran.
Pretty much walked. I believe you pretty much have already walked to the general area, so.
I'm going to start looking around, seeing if there's any evidence of some. Of sabotage, or if it was just from our superior Russian woodworking skills.
Spot the hidden things.
Let's see here.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, Jonathan.
Yes. Hey, sorry about that. I was being a taxi service. So.
Word. Time to roll a spot hidden as we examine the bridge.
Spot hidden. Well, I should probably go get some dice. Hold on.
Well, you might not need it right now. I just got a 0-4.
Excellent.
You might need it eventually. that's an extreme success, Jim.
No, you do not find any evidence of sabotage. There's no burn marks that you can find. There's no explosive marks that you can find. There's no cut marks that you can find.
No, like footprints of people or tracks or whatnot.
Correct.
What about rotting wood or anything like that? Anything?
No. All of the bridge materials, except for the fact that they're lying jumbled in a heap in and around the river, appear to be in reasonably good order, reasonably good condition. If you didn't know better, you would say that the bridge simply fell apart.
Huh. This makes no sense.
Yes. Look out in the water, looking for any signs of this river creature that was drawn.
You see cold water rushing past.
Did I make this up, or do we see smoke coming from the village area at the end of the last session as well?
I believe you made that up.
Okay. Not the first time. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Did you start a fire and not tell the rest of us?
Right.
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning. Interesting. Well, I guess we won't have to worry about that visit from the high up official.
Yes, but now we can't put our prisoners on the train. That was our mission.
Well, then maybe we should be bringing all the prisoners here to rebuild the bridge.
But what about the production in the field?
Well, they won't be able to bring anything in or out if this bridge doesn't get fixed.
Also, don't forget the big guy's due in a few days.
Yeah, and if the officer comes and isn't able to come and inspect the Sokov, I think that might not go well for us.
Perhaps a ferry would be, a temporary ferry and getting the displaying to our command that, we're getting production back on at the same time. All this tax is going fallow. It's rotting in the fields.
We must maybe work the people quite hard for the next few days to have them harvest as much as possible.
Yes, it seems like they've been getting lots of rest lately anyway.
Yes.
Not doing this work anyway.
How far is the next bridge on the river? Do we have a map of the general area?
You do. I think it's back on one of the early pages, back on the second, third, fourth page.
So that's the map of the bridge that has collapsed.
Yes.
Is that right? So where would the next, if we wanted to go around, is what I'm saying.
You would be driving for a couple hours.
Okay. So it's possible. Nearby.
Yes.
But how
are our trucks damaged as well?
The tires are flat, all four of them.
We only have one truck, right?
Yep.
And there's no spares in the village.
No spare trucks.
Tires.
I don't believe you've gone looking for tires yet.
Okay. But we think we searched most of the village. Do we remember seeing any? Or?
No.
Okay.
There are a few spare tractor tires for the tractor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a question about the tractors. I'd like to go back and finish.
I was going to say, and the world's first monster truck was born.
In KVD. On Sunday.
I'm sure the monsters will get here soon.
And we don't see
it makes no sense.
And we don't see any structure like a building near the river up or down on either side, right? Like the drawing?
That is correct.
As we gaze out upon the water, anything notable about those little islands that are out there? Like, are there trees? Are there just small sandbars kind of things? Or
more of that. Just sandbars. Yeah.
Yep. Nothing worth going across. Yep.
There are some kind of thick trees lining the river in places, but yeah, the islands themselves are not really what you would call islands. More just shallows.
Gotcha.
So, to recap, we have a village full of uncooperative, anti-communist agitators. We have fields full of rotten flax because they haven't been doing their work. We have an incompetent supervisor. The bridge is destroyed. The tractors are destroyed.
Our Jeep is destroyed. Or at least tires are flat.
What the hell is going on in this place?
I think we should get them to rebuild the bridge. And then shoot
there's no way a bunch of peasant villagers would know how to rebuild a bridge. Do you know how to rebuild a bridge? I mean, I take it this looks like a pretty wide river. Bridging this is not a trivial matter.
Yes. Comrade Buri is probably the one person who could rebuild the bridge. but yes, you are exactly right. This is a big river. You know, this requires, you know, either, you know, hundreds of people and, you know, miles of rope and cranes and other devices to lift and hold things, and you know it's the work of months. It's not the work of days.
How quickly is the water flowing here? Could we build a raft to get across?
Yes, you believe you could.
So
we could the carpenter.
Well, Comrade Bury, wouldn't you know how to build a raft?
Comrade Burry's back at the shed, though.
Yeah. Who am I talking to?
How much of this flax that's about to go bad do we think that the whole encampment, if they were working, could harvest in a couple days at, like, you know,
Why do we care about the flax anymore? I mean,
because I'm pretty sure if we got here and they find out that, we found out that they weren't working, and then we didn't do anything and didn't make them start working, and the whole Sovkov basically is a loss with all the crops that have been grown so far, pretty sure that won't bode well for us with the higher up that comes down.
I just feel there are more pressing matters here than the flax. This is something that's making these people go crazy.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't continue investigating that, but we need to get the workers working.
I can't talk to you.
Did we start to try and do that? I think I remember this morning we set out to investigate the lake, and we've obviously come to the bridge. But did we Did we try and encourage the villagers to go out and harvest?
Nope.
Well, hopefully Comrade Burry and our other comrade have made a smart decision and gotten them to work.
Tell me there was some way to get a message to them.
Come, let us hold hands and stand in a circle. Shall we go back to the village? There's nothing we can do here for now.
No.
I think, yeah, okay, so we put them to work. Meanwhile, we build some kind of raft so that we can at least get to the train.
Are you back at the village? Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, we're on our way back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think, like I was saying, the kind of a rope that goes across to or whatever so we can kind of ferry them across and not, like, drift downstream every time we go across and kind of anchor to both sides and get that raft going. I think that'll make the most sense.
Yes, yeah.
Jim, we're traveling back to the village, is there any chance I can get at least one of these tractors working?
So there's a bit of a problem with that. So there's your truck, which works, and it's just that the tires are all flat. There's only one tractor in the village, and it's upside down, and the front wheels are completely bent and crushed out of shape.
Do they have any spare parts for it?
They do. You figure that, you know, if you could right the tractor and, you know, lift up the front end and, you know, with a couple hours work, you think you could probably get the tractor working.
Okay, I'll start working on that, and I'll get a couple of the guys peasants to basically help out with the heavy lifting, and to, once we get fix the wheels while it's still upside down, and then basically get them to push it back onto it, onto the wheels.
Okay, so how are you going to convince a few of the local men to help you with that?
I'll pull out my pistol and say, you, come here. You're going to help me with getting this tractor back up and working so you can get back to work.
That's fair enough. They start to do so grudgingly. They don't look particularly happy about it.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I want to talk to the child, Jim.
Okay. Sorry, give me one more moment with Comrade Gukov, Comrade Akhmarov, and Comrade Zamyatin. As you start to make these plans for your rope ferry, which you think is a reasonable idea, you could certainly make that work. Would you give me another spot hidden roll?
Okay.
97.
72.
My character sheet as well. Sorry. Really unprepared. Akhmarov. Oh, God, my spot hidden is 25. I forgot it was so rubbish. A fail.
Okay. Never mind, then. You turn and head back to the village.
I think that was good. We just missed the monster emerging, so...
where you see Comrade Burry trying to badger a few of the villagers into helping him work on the tractor. Comrade Yarov. You wanted to speak, I presume by the child you mean young Benjamin?
Yes, the child murderer.
The purported child murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he's there.
Hello there. Tell me, why did you do to stab the lady? I want to know more.
He looks up at you. He looks down. He looks around.
It is okay. It is okay.
He shrugs his shoulders. Says, I just wanted to.
But how did you hear him voices in your head, or you just came up with the bright idea to kill one of the villagers?
I didn't hear anything. What? No one told me to. I just wanted to.
Where did you get the knife from?
From home. It's one of Mama's knives.
Well, what you have done is very bad. It's very bad for everyone. Do you understand that?
I know she hasn't gotten up. Mama hasn't gotten up yet either. But she will, right?
She's dead, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, she's not coming. She's not coming back.
Why not? Why won't you let her come back?
She's gone. Forever. You won't see her again. Ever again.
Tears start forming in his eyes. Are you making her disappear? You're making her disappear?
No, she's just gone. She's dead, son. That's what happens. Just like the woman that you cut the throat of. That she's very gone as well. Like your mother. Your mother is not coming back.
He starts crying.
That's okay. I don't feel sorry for the kid. Like, I kind of despise him in a way.
Fair enough. By this point, Comrade Bury is well into trying to work on the tractor, and the others arrive.
Yeah, I wonder, Jim. Why, for instance, let me see if I. This guy is, the kid is not related to the family that we came to investigate, right?
That is correct. They have their own kid.
and this got nothing to do. Yeah, the other kid is the one that made drawing, right, of people with the heads cut off and all that.
Correct.
They've all got their own little murderers living in their midst.
Speaking of young Risa, she is there in the barn with the rest of the villagers, of course, and is sitting up near the wall with a piece of charcoal in her hand, drawing on the wall of the barn.
What is he drawing?
Things similar to the drawing that you have already seen.
I will approach the child.
And I do apologize. Risa is not the daughter of the people you were there to investigate. The people that you were there to arrest are the Abramovs. Their son is Dmitri. Risa is Risa Yezirova. She is the daughter of the man who Comrade Machinko shot and killed last night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yes, Risa is sitting by the wall drawing decapitated heads and...
I will
people shooting themselves and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be actually... Raisa is about 12 years old, if this is an old list.
Yep.
What are you drawing there?
Just things, aren't they? Do you like my drawings? She looks up at you, big eyes, big smile.
They're very interesting, but I don't believe I like them. Where are you drawing dead people? Tell me, is this something happening in your dreams?
I've dreamed about them, and I just think about things, and then I draw them.
When did you start dreaming about these bad things? Things are bad, child.
Are they? I can draw you. Can I draw you?
Have you seen me on your dreams?
She looks up at you for a moment. Of course. She shifts over and starts drawing a face.
Yeah, we'll let her do that. Is that me?
Yes, that's you. That's you.
Okay, I'll see what she's gonna draw.
she kind of draws a face that, you know, doesn't really look like you.
She's not an artist.
Yeah, she's not a great artist. She's not a prodigy here, but you know, some of the basics.
Okay, no, I just wanted to see if she was going to draw me like dead or something like that.
Well, after she... Let's see. Where do you actually look like? Where are you? You know, she kind of gets the big bushy mustache and the big bushy eyebrows. And then kind of looks at it. And then draws what appears to be a hatchet. Buried in the top of the head, and blood spurting out.
who did that to me, little girl?
She looks up at you. What do you mean? No one did that to you. It's just a drawing.
Very well, very well. Okay. You keep drawing. That is okay. I'll get back to the others.
Fair enough. Comrade Bure, would you make me do you have any intimidate?
Intimidate. Yes, I do.
Why don't you make me an intimidate roll?
I rolled a 0.4. That is literally 1/10 of my intimidate skill.
Apparently you are pretty good at intimidating the villagers into helping you. Why don't you make a mechanical repair roll?
Mechanical repair roll? And that's an 0.8.
Very nice.
Which, with my mechanical repair, extreme.
The repairs on the tractor are going well. You know, it'll take you probably an hour or two yet, but you're sure you can get this thing working.
Yeah, I think my pistol is the best intimidation.
As the others walk up.
Why haven't you got these people working?
I'm getting the tractor fixed. Once we fix the tractor, they can take it out. What have you found?
Well, they can go now, and they must have hand tools. And the bridge has collapsed. We're trapped here.
Well, we can put something together, but we need to fix... Well, we'll get this track to fix, get some of them working, and maybe some of them on building something.
A raft. A good idea. Excellent.
A raft. Yes.
Yes, we think as one.
Let me finish here. Let me finish here with the tractor.
Right. Should we go and round up some of the other villagers and
get them to work?
March them out to the fields.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. As you guys are having that conversation, so Comrade Bury, you're working on the tractor with the. Are you just kind of directing them? You know,
no, I'm
pistol out. You know, work or I shoot you.
Do that,
or are you actually, you know, in there with the tools?
I'll be in there in the tools because I don't want to. I want to make sure that none of these guys are going to sabotage the repairs.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So, Comrade Akhmarov, as you turn to. As you finish your conversation with Comrade Bury and you turn away, you hear a pop and a thud, and you all look around and you see Comrade Bury's sidearm lying on the ground next to him.
Comrade, be more careful with your firearms.
How did that happen? I'll pick up my firearm and put it back in and lock it in place.
Okay, you do so.
So did it actually fire?
Nope. It just fell out of your holster.
That comes later when you're holding it.
How many people have seen something like this happen? I can't remember if I've seen this.
It happened to me.
Personally, but...
Yeah, it happened to me and someone else. I think Max is here.
Yeah. I think this has happened to every one of us that's here now. Except for maybe Randall's character.
I do not like this. What is going on? What is it about this damn place?
Yes, maybe the commander will be displeased with this place and then we can burn it to the ground.
I can tell you that I'm very scared of the children. Look at the drawings they are making.
But they're just children, yes? They're in KBD.
No.
Children, that is even more disturbing that children would be drawing such things.
Perhaps we should take them out of the fields.
Children don't kill people just because they think it is abusing. But it's not normal. What are you saying?
I was just saying perhaps we should keep the children out of the field and shove them in the barn here. The people will probably be more effective without having to look over them anyway. And they couldn't slip away.
Let's do this. Let's go and round up the workers and make them work.
Okay. Intimidate roll.
Okay.
You can have a bonus die on that, Comrade Akhmarov, because I presume the others are some of the others anyway are helping you.
Now, quick question, Jim. Why do we have to intimidate them to work? Aren't they happy to get back? Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Aren't they?
No, they've shown no enthusiasm at all. They
nope. I mean, you can try to persuade them as well, but it sounds like you're being more intimidating. And yes, they are. You know, if you say, you know, get up, come on, let's go harvest. They just kind of, you know, they all just kind of, you know, look up at you. One or two of them will you know, one or two of them will stand up and then kind of look around at the others and realize that. You know, that they're the only ones standing and then just kind of sit back down.
With a bonus die, I get 20 out of 70 on Intimidate. So it's a hard success.
And with some pistols and some kicking and some pushing.
And a few you hurtings.
Yes, and some sharp language. You can kind of get people moving.
What happened with the woman that actually sent the note to the...
She's the one who drowned in the lake yesterday morning.
There's a mystery there, but there's nothing else, no other way I can think of to investigate it.
Well, that mystery's already been solved, right? Comrade Akhmarov has a letter of has a confession from the vampire saying that he killed her.
That's right. That's right. But I'd really like to discuss the missing family with our very own Krabchuk, but he's not here. That's the mystery that seems most easily dealt with. But we never saw any signs of, you know, habitation or anything like that. I mean, I think she was certainly looking for them while we were out amongst the fields and everything, right? If they ran, they're probably far away.
Well, they ran months ago.
Right.
It's not like it's been a few days. They ran quite a while ago.
Right.
Yes, but the villagers have told you that they believe that they are still in the area because they think that the Krabchuks are coming into the village and stealing things on occasion.
We didn't see any sign of tracks of people out there when we were out and about, did we?
You weren't really looking for it, but no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you kind of were only at the lake and the bridge. Mm-hmm. And the paths in between, right? It's not like you went and searched through the woods along the river or, you know, were making an effort to search for them. But you certainly didn't see anyone.
Yep. Okay.
Well,
I'm wondering when did all this start happening here? Like when did it all start going crazy? How long have we been here? Just one day?
Not even a whole day, right? Yep,
you arrived last night.
Yeah, we've got Boris, the overseer, is. Well, he seems to be trying to get the people working and sincere that way. He's not exactly a font of information. We questioned him. But you could try again. You know, we could try again to find out when things started going south.
We can talk to the children. Maybe we can get more information out from the children. Okay. And we'll get it from the other villagers.
Perhaps some of us should go start working on the raft or something as well, kind of simultaneously.
I don't think we've got enough people for that. Once we've got the tractor working, we'll head up and then build the raft. I'll get some villagers on building the raft because we need somebody with knowledge of how to build it to make sure it's
when do we need to get to the train? When's that due?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay, well that's the time constraint on building that raft.
Yeah. I was thinking I could grab, you know, someone like the clockmaker, who's bound to be sort of good with his hands, and you know, I was a scientist, so certainly I understand flotation and stuff, and maybe between those, we could get the raft going at least.
Mm-hmm. How are the villagers behaving? Are they as useless as I expect they're going to be?
Largely, probably. They have moved out into the fields with baskets and sickles, but they're not moving particularly fast. You know, they'll reach down and grab a
couple. That will get them working.
grab a handful of stalks and cut them and kind of half-heartedly drop them in the basket, and you know, maybe three quarters of it actually makes it in, and then they'll kind of look around, see one of you looking at them, wave a gun in their general direction, perhaps, yell at them, reach down, do another one.
The other thing I was thinking is that we can also look at the guy in charge of the workers. What's his name?
Boris something, I think.
Boris. Maybe they should have some sort of log, of, you know, and see where things started to break down. I'm thinking maybe the water might be poisoned, so I will stop drinking the water, that's for sure. See if I got my own supply of water.
What's their food source? Is just
where you brought some that they're harvesting?
No, not ours. Theirs. The people of the village.
You would know they get the occasional shipment of food. Certainly, they do not eat what they produce. You know, that would not be efficient. because what they produce has to go, you know, elsewhere and then be apportioned out. And then, you know, every 6 months ago, a truck would roll in with, you know, bags of wheat and a few boxes of canned food and that sort of thing. You know, so that's kind of what you've seen distributed throughout everyone's kitchens.
Capon is the guy, the overseer's name. That's right.
Yep, Boris Capon.
Let's talk to him again. Find out when this started to break down in this way. Because when we got the report was for sabotage, just for this from this family. She didn't mention anything about people going crazy or getting lazy or anything like that. It would have been very notorious for her to report back to us.
I'm not convinced the supervisor knows anything. He's been pretty useless.
Well, I'm trying to think more on what can we find in the logs. They should have some sort of logs of shipments or you know, loaded packages or whatever. And at some point, they should have started to you know, start to go down. So I will head back to where this body's character is, and where the office actually is.
The office is the building way off. That's where Boris lives. But one thing is that if they haven't harvested at all, it means that this season they've let things that go completely go. So how long's the season? How long has it been in the harvest season?
It's October, so they should be, you know, this should be the height of the harvest. They should be just finishing up. And you know, from what you've seen in the barn, you know, they haven't harvested anything. There's nothing fresh in storage.
Yeah,
so I'll be done for a couple of months, at least.
F- From what time is the letter? Letter is from September. We're on October, so it's less than a month. If they hadn't been working, I would assume that she will have reported that instead. Maybe the sabotage has to do something with that. But let's try to find the books on the office first, Jim. That's what I will look for. I'll go back to the office and start looking for some accounting books or, you know, working logs. What can I find?
Okay. And so it's clear, Comrade Gapon himself is out working in the fields with the villagers. He is actually being more productive than any of the villagers, very clearly more productive than any of the villagers. He looks like he's actually trying to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He seemed relatively unaffected by the the weirdness, but he was ineffectual. Okay.
Right.
I would like to gather up anyone who would like to come with me and go and search the surrounding forest and fields for signs of, you know, people living out there. I want to try and track down this other family.
Well, once I'm finished, I'll come with you.
Who, sorry?
Me, Gary. Yep. Sorry, Alexander. Once I'm finished with the tractor, I'll come. Because then they can use the tractor to help speed up.
Yeah, I know. But while you're doing that,
I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Comrade Kravchuk will volunteer to go. We'll go with you as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
finish the tractor.
I was just going to mention to Comrade Yarov that I did spend pretty much all night in there with the paperwork and everything. And didn't find too much information as well in the hut, the overseer's hut, Gapon's hut. But I'll tell him what I found and where it was. See if I can help get him started.
Sure.
And I'll go off with on the hunting party.
Okay. Let's follow Comrade Yarov into Comrade Gapon's hut. So, yeah, it's not even hard to find because Comrade Zomyatin just basically left them scattered on the table. There are notebooks and, you know, production records, and you can certainly look through them. Why don't you make an accounting roll?
Accounting? Let me check if I even have that. I don't have accounting. What's the base?
Maybe it's like 1 or 5 or something like that.
Yeah. No, I don't have accounting.
Okay, so you can certainly find the production records. And, you know, it's kind of hard to understand what all these numbers mean. But you can certainly see that, 2 years ago there were, you know, very big numbers. And 1 year ago, there were even bigger numbers. And this year, there are hardly any numbers. And what few numbers there are very, very small.
Do we see like a daily breakdown somewhere?
Give me a intelligence roll.
I will burn 2 of luck to pass.
yes. And, okay. But there aren't any for at least 3 months.
Wow. So this has been going on for a while. Or he hasn't been entering the logs. I'll take the book.
Okay.
I'll take the notebook. So, Steve, you said you were looking you were looking for some documentation here. You didn't find anything, right?
Before? Right. Yeah, right. I was in there pretty much all night going through all the paperwork when I wasn't getting stabbed by flying knives. But, yeah, I didn't find anything sort of out of the ordinary. I was mainly trying to find information about the villagers. But other than our list that Capone had on his body, I don't think I was able to find anything.
Okay. Do I find is there any other record that I can use, you know, to kind of measure the amount of work than this?
No, that's pretty much it.
That's fine. I will go down and look for bodies.
As you turn to leave, the door opens. And in walks Maria Yezerova. And again, she is the wife of Andrei Yezerov, who is the one who Comrade Machinko shot and killed last night.
Yes, Comrade.
And she closes the door and she kind of tilts her head and looks at you and smiles.
Is there anything I can help you with?
Well, I was hoping that I could help you. And she reaches up and unbuttons her dress, and it falls to the floor, and you can make a sand roll.
Oh, that is a pass.
She steps towards you, big smile on her face, looking up at you expectantly.
She looks normal?
She looks normal, if not even, you know, kind of moderately attractive, except for and until a long, slender, fleshy tentacle unfolds from her back and starts reaching around her, reaching towards you.
Yes, I will shoot her.
And let's cut to the others.
So, we're off to investigate the forest.
Yep.
Yep.
So you guys make your way back towards the river. So again, the forest here is, you know, just kind of thick trees along the river, as you would expect.
Signs of human activity.
Yeah, any like little encampments or anything like that.
Yep. Spot hidden rolls.
Oh, why does it have to be spot hidden? Blind as a bat.
I'm going to burn 4 luck to make a normal success.
Yeah, I've actually got about 50.
Why are my glasses so dirty? I'll take my glasses off and clean them.
Ot 7. Ot 7 is a hard success for me.
Should have held my luck.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll burn the couple luck to make it extreme. Why not?
Very nice. So, a couple things. So, you know, you guys kind of are, you know, kind of walking through the forest, probably spread out a little bit, turning over leaves and looking at the ground and looking at the riverbank and occasionally glancing out at the river. And you, at one point, you see out in the river what looks like an eddy. And then you realize it's not just an eddy. It's actually kind of a small whirlpool. And the river, you know, the water's fairly dark, but it kind of clears a little bit at one point. And you can see under the water what appears to be a ring of standing stones.
Huh.
And you just kind of get a glimpse of it, you know, for the river swirls and eddies some more, and you can't really see it anymore. And just inland from that, tied up, there are three people. They are sitting on the ground, a man, a woman, and a young child. The woman's, you know, they're all three of them very, very skinny. You know, they're bone, very sickly looking, you know, bones clearly visible, that kind of thing. The woman's face looks deformed, like her kind of her whole face is kind of sliding sideways. And the child has is shirtless and has kind of these big gashes in his chest. And the man, his face is kind of flattened and shrunken, and his hands, which are bound in front of him, you know, his fingers don't particularly look like fingers anymore. They're just these kind of long, it's like if you just had these kind of long fingernails instead of fingers, and they're all twisted and warped. And all three of them, as I said, are sitting on the ground, and they are tied to, you know, their legs are tied up, their feet are tied up, they're tied to trees, and they look not in the best of shape.
Katerina, Mikhail?
Does our crab chuck
react?
Yeah.
Nope.
Get a bit closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be careful. Hello.
Can we get any reaction out of them? Yeah. Poke them with a stick, throw a rock at them or something.
Yes, the man and the woman look up at you with vacant, empty eyes.
I will, actually, while they're doing that, I'm going to be more interested in kind of looking around the area that's nearby, sort of to see if there's any signs of anyone having just hastily left before we came up or anything like that, or more signs of occupation for that general area or whatever.
Give me a spot hidden roll.
Come on. That's a normal success.
You know, as you're looking at these people and they start to look up at you and you start to look around, you may make a dodge roll.
Hey! Ah! That's not going to be a success. See if I can spin the luck, though. Nope. That's a fail.
You may take 2 points of damage. As a tall, slender man steps out from behind a tree, swings a large branch, and catches you square in the face.
Oh!
And give me a second here.
Part of my mind is, the majority of my mind is thinking about defending myself, but a small part of my mind is thinking, well, is this the crab chucks?
Let's see. So who's actually here? So Yarov is having his own sort of fun. We have Comrade Gukov. We have Comrade Kravchuk. We have Comrade Bure. Yep. Comrade Akhmarov, of course. And Comrade Zamyatin, since you just got hit. Okay. So we are in Dex order, Comrade Gukov.
Well, let me see. Shoot this man who just smashed my comrade in the face. 94 is not going to do it, though.
Oh, dear.
Shot goes wild.
Okay. Where are we? Okay. Comrade Kravchuk cries out, Dmitri! Comrade Bure.
Me? Yep. Tommy, okay. I will take a shot.
Okay.
Which I was 55, so normal success.
Okay. Rock up some damage.
1d8, 6 points of damage.
Very nice.
And I get 2 attacks per round, so how does that work?
Second one with a penalty die.
Okay, so I'll do the penalty die. Let me see.
Okay.
77.
He will swing his branch at Comrade Zamyatin again.
Well, that's got to be the 4 scientists.
Would you care to fight dodge back, or fight back? Or?
I will. I'll try to fight back, I guess.
Okay.
No, you know what? I'd probably dodge after hearing it. I was thinking about, whether this is the crab chucks anyway, then I hear him cry out, so I'd probably be dodging. 26 is going to be a normal success either way, so I'm dodging.
Okay. And you do. You successfully dodge. Comrade Zamyatin.
Oh, now I got to do something else, yep. Right. Wait, put that down. What are you doing? Just kind of holding my hands up and yelling at him, trying to convince him to drop his weapon.
Okay, Comrade Akhmarov.
I take it he doesn't drop his weapon.
You take it correctly.
Then I will shoot him once more. where's my firearm skill? Ooh, 75, so that is a normal success.
Okay.
1d10. Ooh, that's very nice. 1 point of damage.
he does not.
I'm not actually trying to kill him.
Of course. Of course not.
Yeah.
Nor would I expect that you would be. Can I get spot hidden rolls from you guys?
82, no.
91.
87.
No. We're so terrible.
41 is a success for me.
That must have a stick in my eye after being hit in the face.
Okay. Comrade Gukov, you can make a dodge roll.
10.
Very yes, nice.
That's a hard success.
As a woman steps out of steps out from behind a tree,
oh, and goodness.
Something swings at your head and just barely misses. Comrade Bure, you may take 3 points of damage.
Ow.
As something hits you very hard in the legs. And Comrade Akhmarov, You may take 7 points of damage as you feel something clamp down on your knee.
Okay.
Very hard.
Con roll. And let me fail that, and I collapse into unconsciousness.
And all of you, except for, apparently, Comrade Akhmarov, can make sand rolls.
Oh, hooray.
That's 99.
That's 60. I made this one. Well, I made mine.
So that's a D3 for those of you who succeeded. A D6 for those of you who failed.
And do I automatically get 6?
And all 6 of it for Comrade Bure, yep.
That gets into.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
And nice.
Okay. So, ID roll?
Yes, please.
100! I failed my ID roll!
Very nice. Very nice. So 3 more people, the woman came out, swung at Comrade Gukov. In addition, 2 children appeared, and they are the ones who attacked Comrade Bure and Comrade Akhmarov. One of the children, who has apparently just taken down Comrade Akhmarov, in place of where their arm should be, has a large, what looks like the claw of a lobster. And the woman has this kind of long octopus tentacle with all sorts of suckers and hooks and kind of nastiness on it growing out of her back. And the other daughter, one of her legs looks like it's almost looks like it's just made of wood, and her face is kind of drooping.
These aren't people from the village.
That is correct. You do not recognize any of them.
Okay, I'm going to shoot at the one who.
Although Comrade Kravchuk did cry out, "Dimitri!" when the man appeared, so.
And he hasn't done anything since.
Comrade Gukov.
That's
scary. For
me.
That's Max. Yeah.
No, Max, sorry.
Okay.
Well, I was muted while I was talking. Great.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm going to fire at one of these monster people things, and that's going to be a success for 7 points of damage.
Okay. That's fine. Comrade Kravchuk cries out again. Dimitri, no, what are you doing? Comrade Bure.
The one that's on me, I'm going to shoot him twice.
Of course you are.
So the first one is a hard success, and the second bullet is I am going to spend my luck. So spend 5 luck and make it a success.
Okay.
So 2 shots.
Roll some damage.
6 and 7.
Okay. So that is one of the children who collapses. The man swings his branch again at Comrade Zamyatin.
I will dodge. Ah, I fail my dodge.
That's fine. He misses. Comrade Zamyatin. The peacemaker.
I'm going to try to do this one more time, and then I'll start shooting, too. I'm going to, at this point, I'm going to grab his branch. that he's been swinging at me. Give me that! Stop this being!
Okay. Fighting roll?
Let's see. Not really fairly with it. I'll try it. A 92. No.
Unfortunately, in trying to keep it away from you, he botches, so he just the branch falls. He drops it.
Ah, perfect.
Comrade Akhmarov.
Yes?
You are unconscious. Never mind. The child releases you and will leap at, I think, Comrade Zamyatin.
What is it about Zamyatin, man? Everybody wants a piece of him.
You can dodge or fight back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have said dodge. I'll be dodging the child. Can I spend luck on the dodge?
Of course.
We'll spend 5 luck and make that a successful dodge.
Okay, you just barely miss her claw hand arm as it snaps at you. The other child is down. The woman flips her horrible, suckered, stabby tentacle at Comrade Bure. Would you care to dodge or fight back, sir?
I've got a gun in the hand, so I can't really fight back, can I?
Nope. Well, you can. You can try to hit her with the gun. You can't shoot her in a fight back, but you can, you know, club her with the gun.
I'll dodge.
Okay.
I'll dodge. Okay. So roll 93.
She gets a hard success as her spiky, hooked tentacle flays across your chest and tearing off skin, and blood goes flying to the tune of 8 points of damage.
Oh! I'm wow. 3 hit points. Conroll! 98!
Comrade Gukov falls. Let's cut back just for fun to Comrade Yarov.
I'm Gukov.
Comrade Bure, you fell.
Oh, sorry, yes. That's what I meant to say. Comrade Yarov.
Yes.
There's a moderately attractive middle-aged woman with a fleshy protuberance growing out of her back.
Yeah.
Naked and alone with you.
I will shoot her.
That's what he does to all the ladies.
Just roll damage.
3 points.
She staggers backwards. What? I don't understand. Don't you... And she kind of, you know, shot her in the shoulder or something, and she kind of grabs on to that and looks up at you. I just want to, please, can't you help me? I'll do whatever you want. And she steps towards you again, her tentacle reaching out seductively.
Get away from me. Get away. Get away now. Go to that corner.
Did you make a sand roll for this already, by the way? Did we? I don't remember now.
Made a sand roll, but I passed.
Okay. Yeah, so it was just 1 point. Okay.
Okay, so 1 point?
Yep.
Okay. So if she doesn't do as I tell her, I'll shoot her again. With sadness in my heart.
Give me an intimidate.
We're intimidating the doctor.
Apparently, you're not very completely serious. You're not very convincing. Perhaps you don't really want her to back away, so she.
Well, that tentacle is rather alluring.
I will shoot again.
She approaches you, and the tentacle caresses your cheek.
As
you
No.
Yeah, just roll some damage again.
6 points of damage this time.
She collapses to the ground. Let's cut back to the others. Comrade Gukov.
Yep, I'm shooting this lady thing. That's a success for 5 damage.
Okay. Comrade Kravchuk says, "No, what are you... Dimitri, stop this, please! What's going on here? Talk to me!" Comrade Buri is unconscious. Apparently, Dimitri will not try to pick up his branch, but will simply take a swing at Comrade Zamyatin.
Of course. We're going to dodge again. Ah, that's a hard success this time.
He misses badly. Comrade Zamyatin.
Okay. At this point, he's had enough. And what do I have? I have a lobster-armed kid and a man shooting at me or attacking me.
Yep.
I think I'm going to try to plug the lobster-armed kid with my pistol.
Always shoot the children first. Good, yes. Tactical, good sound. Tactical
no doubt.
Planning.
Yep, that is a success. Let me look. Where's firearms? It's just a normal success.
Okay. Roll damage.
Roll that there. Huh. She is. It's a TT auto pistol. Does anybody else have one of those? I'm sorry, the damage says 15.
TT-30 is D8 damage, and you can get 2 attacks per round.
Okay, great. Thank you. Why don't I actually try to shoot twice, if that's okay, Jim?
Or is of course. It too good? Nope, go right ahead.
Excellent. Go ahead and shoot that second one, too. Shooter good. Okay, that's not going to work. Took an odd 5 to a 95. And... we'll do the 1 point of damage to her.
Okay, that's not a whole lot.
Nope.
She will return the favor with her horrible lobster claw.
Can I dodge again, or have I...
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, let's get that shot. No, this time I don't.
Okay. She gets you pretty good, but just kind of grabs a bit of a fleshy bit for just 2 points of damage.
My earlobe!
Let's see. The boy is down. The tentacle woman will slash at Comrade Gukov.
I will... try to dodge.
Okay.
17 is a hard success.
She misses badly, trips over a branch, and falls to the ground.
Hooray! Kick her while she's down!
Comrade Gukov.
I'm going to... yep, I'll pull out my pistol and I will shoot her twice. Or try to shoot her twice. It's a hit and a miss. So that's going to be... ooh, 8 damage.
Very nice. She cries out in pain. I have no idea how Edwin would really want to play this, so we will just leave Comrade Kravchuk paralyzed with indecision. Comrade Buri is unconscious. The man will take another swing at Comrade Zamyatin.
Dodging. Failing.
He misses as well. Comrade Akhmarov is unconscious. The lobster girl will attempt to get a bigger chunk out of Comrade Zamyatin.
Kaji! Spend four luck for normal success.
She gets a hard success, I'm afraid.
Oh, son of a gun!
She takes a little bit more than just some soft tissue this time, to the tune of 5 points.
Oh! Let's get that con roll. Ah, success.
Okay, that's probably good. The boy is lying on the ground. The woman with the horrible hooked octopus tentacle glares up at Comrade Gukov and tries to stand back up. Comrade Gukov.
I'm shooting her again twice. Success. Success. Six and two. 8 damage total.
She falls and stops moving. Comrade Kravchuk remains paralyzed with indecision. Comrade Buri is on the ground unconscious. The man will take another swing at Comrade Zamyatin.
I didn't get to act that last time, I don't think.
Oh, didn't you? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was attacked twice.
Go ahead.
I think he's had enough in a different way. he's going to turn tail and try to escape with his life at this point.
Okay. You flee. In that case, the man will allow you to flee, and he will leap at Comrade Gukov instead.
Great. I'm going to dodge.
Run, Gukov!
Oh, that's a fail.
He gets an extreme success and clobbers you very hard in the head with a somewhat mushy, unpleasant feeling fist for 5 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Let's make a con roll. Is a fail.
Okay.
Womp womp.
Comrade Zamyatin, you continue to run.
Bravely staggered back to the village as quickly as he can.
Okay. I think we will cut and leave it there for the moment. So let's cut back to Comrade Yarov.
I'm breathing heavily, and is she dead, or is she still breathing?
She is still breathing.
I'll put her out of her misery. One last shot in the head.
Okay. She is dead.
I will turn it around to take a look at the tentacle. Well, you know, as far as it is no longer moving.
It is not.
Okay. So, yeah. I will turn it around.
It's a fleshy protuberance. It's a tentacle. It looks like it's just, normal human skin and muscle. You can't feel any bones in it. But it is definitely growing directly out of the small of her back.
Okay. I will get out of the office, close the door. Look around for my useless comrades were not around to help me. Start calling them by name.
So let's see, what do we have? Well, Comrade Machinko is there probably exhorting the villagers to work. And Comrade Zamyatin comes running into town.
Well, I don't know if he's down to one hit point. I'm not sure how much running he's doing.
Comes stumbling into town.
Attack! Attack! We've been attacked!
Okay, so I'll rush towards him.
We've been attacked! We found... A monster family is out there.
Yes, we're surrounded by monsters. Let me help you first. Let me help you. I'll try to make an amazing roll. Yeah.
Go right ahead.
It is a pass.
Excellent. Is that one? Is that how that works?
Yep.
Yep, one hit point.
Excellent.
Is someone following him? Where are the others?
We came across a camp. There were prisoners. And they were tied to a tree and they were emaciated. And then from around us, we were ambushed by monster people. And Kravchuk knew one of them. He kept yelling. I think it was the Kravchuk family. From that escaped. I think they must be his relatives. He kept yelling Dimitri. And I don't know what happened to the rest. They were upon us. There was a child with a lobster hand. It was terrible. A woman with a tentacle. You've never seen anything like it. A tentacle coming out of her back.
Yes. I just ran into a woman with the same conditions. It is a weird sickness. Never seen anything like that before in my life.
Yes. We must destroy this place. I don't know if it's the crops. I don't know what it is. Clearly, the sickness. That must be the final stage when you begin mutating like that.
Yes. What mutating? It's are you scientific? Are you? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's he's a scientist.
Yeah, he's a scientist. Okay. Okay, scientific knowledge. I like that. Let's get back to the others. Let's try to rescue them. Just stay behind me.
I'm not sure about leaving the rest in the village. Perhaps they'll probably take them captive like the others. I think maybe we should kill the rest of the people that are here. I try to make my voice quieter at that point. Maybe we should kill the rest of the people that are here.
So we haven't been surrounded by anyone else at this point, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Just the two of us. Now I'll try to see about the others. You know, strength in numbers.
You want to
gather up the barn? Just come with me. Let's try to find the others.
Okay. How many do NKVD do we have still in the village?
Besides the two of you, just one, Comrade Machinko.
Oh, God.
Is he around?
Yep.
He's the soldierly one.
Yes, that is correct.
Comrade, let's come with us. We need to find the others.
Okay, I think that's probably a good place to end it for now.
Wow. How incompetent are we?
I'll be honest, that's not the way I thought that was going to go.
The rolling. It's like three down now.
We only killed one kid. Took down three NKVD agents and almost killed the fourth.
Stalin's gonna be very proud of you.
so proud that he gives us the highest honor of immortalizing us
for painless death,
like killing us quickly and remembering us just as we were.
All right, so one more session for sure, or two more? What do you think?
I suspect one more, but certainly not more than two.
Okay.
And then, thank you, Jim.
And then we're on sunspots after this, yes?
I believe so.
Yes.
All right. Yes, sure. And,
thank you very much. Enjoyable so, night.
Yeah. So, good night, Gary.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, for keeping us confused.
Of course. More than happy to do so. Take care, guys. Have a good week.
Take care.
Right.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.